The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, greetings. Greetings, friends. Friends from around the world. This blue planet. Hi. Good moment. Good day. Lovely to be with you. If not in space, but in time. And if not in time, if you're listening later, in heart space. To connect in the heart space of the Dharma together. So today I would like to continue to share some reflections about karma. And I've been weaving some of the reflections in the guided meditation so that we can experiment. We can experientially explore this teaching of karma. Again, not as this magical thing that has been passed down to us, but as an empowerment, as the way we create, we fashion ourselves in the next moment, our future selves. So, this teaching of karma, as I mentioned yesterday, just a very quick review to remember, because repetition helps us remember. Three parts, three intertwined parts of the same thing. Karma being the decision to do something. Number one. Number two, the action that carries it out. And the action can be the action of the mind, of speech, and actions of the body. And these could be internal, external. And the third aspect of karma is what is made, what we make, the result of the action. So the intention, action itself, and what is made. And what I mentioned yesterday is that in Pali, this expression, sankharam abhisankaroti, one forms formations, one constructs constructions, one fabricates fabrications. It's so powerful. And to think this, again, in the terms of a potter in the suttas, karma is likened to a potter creating a piece of pottery. So that act of creation, intending to create, to form, to shape, and then what is made, the pot, that then is an ossified karmic relic. I love how Andrew Olensky puts this ossified karmic relic that's put in the kiln and we take forward. It's become who we are. So what I'd like to add today, well, many things, but we'll see how much time we get, is one other way perhaps to consider this idea of karma is that in every moment, of course, in every moment, we are shaping, we are fashioning ourselves. So for those who have young ones or have had younger ones in your lives, children, cousins, nephews, nieces, younger ones, you know, when you care for them, you want to send them into the future. You want to send them into the future with the best possible gifts. So imagine your future self as your child. As your most important, precious child, this being who is you, whose care is entrusted in you first and foremost. You need to care for this being, for their well-being, for their body, brush their teeth, comb their hair, wash their body, feed them, take them to the dog, you know, really, really take care of this being. Wouldn't you want to send them into the future version of yourself? equip them, give them the best gifts possible. Don't you? Of course, of course. And the way to do that is what we make for this being who is ourselves, what we make, what sandwiches do we pack in their lunch box and send it into the future? Is it junk food or is it wholesomeness? Is it wholesomeness? What kind of food for the heart do we pack for ourselves, for our future selves? And that's in the teaching of karma. What do we make? What do we fashion in this moment with our intentions, with our actions? Again, actions of the mind, speech internally, externally, actions of the body in the world, and the relic, what is made, what is created, that's sent forward. And Western thought is often concerned about what we do in the world with our actions to bring about external changes that we intend. Whereas Buddhist thought is equally concerned with how we affect our own well-being with the decisions we make, how we are changed by our own actions. And this is profound. How are we changed by our own actions? So karma is mainly about how we shape ourselves and how we are shaped by ourselves through our actions moving into the future. And neuroscience these days, of course, tells us that our brain is plastic, our self is plastic. And just as the brain shapes the mind shapes the brain. And we and our intentions are conditioned by our dispositions. And our dispositions, in turn, condition our intentions. Our actions are merely a go-between our intentions and our dispositions. I love this part especially. I love how Andrew Olensky puts this, that our actions are really the go-between, because our dispositions, again, I'll say this again, it's so beautiful, our dispositions precondition our intentions, and our intentions condition our disposition. So they both, the intentions and dispositions, are conditioned by each other, by the past dispositions and intentions. So you might think, okay, well, wow, okay, how do I change this in the middle of this? And that's where awareness, mindfulness becomes key. Every moment of awareness, we have the chance, we have the option, we have the privilege to shift, to change. So if you find yourself, as I was guiding, as I was suggesting in the guided meditation, if you find yourself, wait, sweetheart, do you really want to be thinking about this? You become aware. Do you really want to be creating this kind of creation, form this kind of formation? Because it will become the tendency of your mind, the tendency of your brain, the tendency of your heart. Use whatever frame you want. This will become your tendency. The more you think about this, the more you are this way, it will become more and more. So, sweetheart, again, not with anger, because you don't want to be creating. You don't want to be creating formations of anger, formations of hatred for yourself. You don't want to be doing that. You want to be creating formations of kindness. Oh, sweetheart, do we really want to be thinking about this right now? Is this really good for us, for our future self, for our present self? No, it isn't. All right, darling, let's think about, let's change, let's shift, let's turn the karmic formations. Let's create some wholesome karmic formations. The same, not just in meditation, but in daily life, in the midst of whatever is happening. Say in a moment of anger, if it's acted out, whether it's acted out, it's verbalized or unexpressed and seething, you know, we're layering a thin layer of anger, and a more angry disposition is being created, ossified. And a moment of kindness, a moment of kindness to ourselves. In that moment, oh, sweetheart, you're having a hard time. Ah, moment of kindness to ourselves, a moment of kindness to others can shift that disposition, can shift that disposition. And little by little, we can reshape our character, our very own character. We can reshape our very own character. This teaching is so beautiful and so profound, so empowering, the opposite of what usually Westerners take it to be. It's so empowering. So more to say, but it's time. So I'd like to thank you for your practice, for seeding wholesome, for planting wholesome seeds of kindness. Oh, and also I'll say, last night as I taught Happy Hour, I also brought in karma with metta, planting seeds of kindness, metta, as shifting karmic formation. So those who would like more teaching around this, you can find the Happy Hour on IMC channel and listen to it. So thank you so much for your practice. Be well. And yes, maybe as an invitation for today, when you become aware, please be aware, awareness in the midst of when you don't want to be doing something or thinking something. Oh, sweetheart, do you really want to make this the pattern of your mind? Is this really what you want to send yourself to the future with, sweetheart? And shift with kindness, not with judgment, not with hatred. That's important, but with kindness. Thank you all. Thank you for your care, for your attention. See you tomorrow.